I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new wave of unrest sweeps Iran as demonstrators mark the three-year anniversary of Bloody November. The government crackdown in 2019 killed 304 people. Aid groups say at least 326 people have died in the current turmoil, including 43 children. Judges sentenced two protesters to death this week. Mehra Yazdari with Heart for Iran says,
"That's the regime's way of oppressing opponents in order to remain in power. In 1988, the authorities executed 3,000 to 5,000 political prisoners across the country. The current president of the regime, Ibrahim Raisi, was a central player in the mass executions those years."
Heart for Iran injects the hope of Christ in national conversation through Mohabbat TV. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And you know that feeling you get when the Holy Spirit wants you to do a certain thing? And then external circumstances start confirming that inkling you had. Well, Steve Prince of Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries, went through this process last fall.
As we were evaluating the data and looking at the numbers and praying about where we should go, almost every day we met somebody either from Atlanta or from Georgia.
Steve and his team stepped out in faith, launching a new branch of Warrior Set Free in Atlanta, Georgia, 1 year ago. Today,
we are being obedient to what God is calling us to do, and there's a lot of momentum. The doors just keep flying open. There's a huge need both in Atlanta and across the state.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.